Welcome to our final video, which is all about formal minutes of meetings. So this may not be relevant to many of you at the moment, but you may find it useful to understand a bit more about minutes. One, in case you're asked to go to a formal meeting as a participant. And then later, if you're interested, if you're in a more of an admin role, then you may find that you're asked to take minutes of a meeting at some point. So it would be good just to have a basic understanding, so that if you are asked to take on that role, you've got at least an idea of what's happening. So in a formal meeting, someone will be designated to take the minutes. And for those that wonder where the word minutes comes from, it's actually not minutes to do with time. It's actually from the word minute, meaning very small, because it's the minute details. So someone will be designated to take those minutes, and they will know in advance. So if you're going to a meeting, be careful not to say that you're taking the minutes unless you've been asked to do so, otherwise it could get confused. If you are asked to take the minutes, you need to find out in advance what structure or template is usually used. It would definitely be a good idea to ask to see the previous minutes. One, because normally they have to be read in the meeting, and two, to give you a feel for how they're written and laid out, because although they're standard formats, everyone will do them slightly differently. Once the meeting is finished, the minutes have to be approved by the chair in order for them to be an official record. So here's the standard structure of a set of minutes. And again, this will vary slightly with each meeting. The date and time and possibly location of the meeting and the topic. The names of the meeting participants, so that will be called those in attendance. And if you're not able to attend a meeting, you send your apologies. So there'll be a list of people who are attending and a list of those who have sent their apologies. In a very formal structure, you'll then have acceptance or any corrections or amendments to the previous meeting minutes. So everyone will be asked whether they have anything they want to raise as an issue or an amendment, or whether they are accepting those minutes. You then go through each agenda item, and with each agenda item you make a decision, so it may be any actions to be taken, what the next steps are. If there's a vote, then you'll need to record that quite carefully. So you may need to put the details of who made the motion, so the motion is the topic for a vote. Who seconded it, so who agreed that they would vote, there would be a vote. And then those that agreed, so those that said yes or no during the vote, who said what, and then what the final outcome was. So was X decided upon? Was it decided to have another vote another time? Was it all agreed? So the motion is accepted or rejected. And then there could be items on the agenda that they don't have time to cover, so they are held over for the next meeting. Any new business always comes under the heading any other business normally. So that will be things that weren't in the agenda, but that need to be raised. And that's anyone, normally anyone that comes to the meeting can raise any other business. And then at the very bottom, you normally agree the next meeting date and time. So that's the standard structure of a set of minutes. So a few acronyms that you may need to be aware of. And of course, some may be individual to your organisation, but in general, you've got MOM, which is minutes of meeting, and AOB, any other business, are the two main acronyms that you could come across. I want to just show you a sample set of minutes for a meeting. And again, this is just a sample, so they won't all look like this. This is just one way. So this is the whole thing, and then I'm just going to zoom in a bit so you can see it more clearly. So we've got, it's a team meeting, so that's a type of meeting. On the right-hand side, you've got the time, date, and location. And then you've got your list, so your attendees, and their full names, and then you'll note afterwards in brackets, it shows you what initials that person will then be known by as they go through the minutes. The apologies, so you see two people have sent their apologies, they won't be there. The chair of the meeting, so the name of the chair. Previous minutes, and you're saying those minutes from the previous meeting were approved by everyone. It's quite common then to actually have the agenda items stated. So there's five agenda items: sales targets, budget, a new position, staff holidays, and then AOB, which of course we know now is any other business. So that's all the sort of background to the meeting. And if you're taking the minutes, you may want to have a template printed out with those headings to fill in for some of the more fiddly bits. So then we look at the actual minutes of the meeting. And again, lots of different formats these can be put in. This is just one format. So the agenda item, the sales targets, who's presenting on that section, what the discussion was about. So JW stated that sales has increased by 5% as predicted. AK asked what factors had led to the increase. JW explained it was seasonal summer products. JW stated that next month's sales are predicted to increase by a further 2.5%. Then we look at the actions. So one action is to monitor summer product sales. Who is going to do that action? That's JW. And what's the deadline for doing that? Now, another agenda item, budget for stationery. Who's presenting the topic and what the discussion is? So, KK explained the stationery budget needs to decrease by at least £250 per month. He asked for ideas on where we can cut back. DN suggested changing paper supplier. SH suggested having individual allowance. AK did not agree. KK asked DN to research paper suppliers and revisit next month to vote on the individual allowance if necessary. You've got two action items there: to report paper suppliers, which is by DN, and to ask teams for more suggestions, and that's everyone. So everyone at the meeting should go back to their teams to get more suggestions, and both of those have a deadline. So you can see that's just one example of how you might set out meeting minutes. And I hope that's given you a little bit more confidence in what they actually are all about. So now, if you go into a formal meeting, I hope you're a little bit more prepared. Thanks very much for your time.